How to stay calm when someone triggers you. We've all been there. Someone says something that hits a nerve, and suddenly you feel your heart racing, your muscles tensing, and your thoughts spiraling. Whether it's a coworker's dismissive comment, a family member's criticism, or a stranger's rude behavior, emotional triggers can hijack our composure in seconds. Learning how to stay calm when triggered isn't just a useful skill, it's essential for our mental health, relationships, and professional success. The ability to remain centered when someone pushes your buttons represents a profound form of emotional intelligence. It allows you to respond rather than react, to choose your words carefully instead of lashing out, and to maintain your dignity even when faced with challenging people or situations. Fortunately, staying calm in triggering moments is a skill that can be developed with practice and the right techniques. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore what happens in your brain when you're triggered, practical strategies to regain your composure in the moment, and long-term approaches to build emotional resilience. By the end, you'll have a toolkit of techniques to help you navigate even the most challenging interactions with grace and self-control. Understanding what happens when you're triggered. Before diving into strategies, it's important to understand what's actually happening in your body and brain when you feel triggered. When someone says or does something that pushes your emotional buttons, your brain perceives a threat even if it's not a physical one. This activates your body's stress response system, commonly known as the fight-flight-freeze response. During this stress response, your amygdala, the brain's emotional processing center, essentially hijacks your prefrontal cortex, responsible for rational thinking, flooding your system with stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline. Your heart rate increases, your breathing becomes shallow, and your muscles tense up, all preparing you for a threat that, in reality, often doesn't require a physical response. This biological reaction explains why it's so difficult to think clearly or respond wisely when triggered. Your brain is literally prioritizing survival over thoughtful communication. Understanding this process is the first step toward managing it more effectively. Common triggers in interpersonal relationships. Emotional triggers vary widely from person to person, but some common interpersonal triggers include: feeling disrespected or dismissed, being criticized, especially publicly, perceiving unfairness or injustice, having your competence questioned, experiencing rejection or abandonment, feeling controlled or manipulated, being interrupted or spoken over. Your specific triggers often connect to past experiences, core values, or unresolved wounds. They're deeply personal, which is why something that barely affects one person might completely derail another. Recognizing your own triggers is crucial for developing strategies to manage them effectively. Immediate strategies for regaining calm. When you feel that surge of emotion indicating you've been triggered, these immediate strategies can help you regain your equilibrium. 1. Pause and breathe. The single most powerful tool in your calm down arsenal is your breath. When triggered, our breathing typically becomes shallow and rapid, which only intensifies the stress response. Countering this with deliberate breathing can rapidly shift your physiological state. Try the 4-7-8 breathing technique. Inhale quietly through your nose for 4 seconds, hold your breath for 7 seconds, then exhale completely through your mouth for 8 seconds. This pattern activates your parasympathetic nervous system, your body's rest and digest mode, countering the stress response. As one Reddit user shared in a discussion about real-time calming techniques, deep breathing is my go-to when I feel myself getting triggered. I focus on making my exhales longer than my inhales, which sends a signal to my nervous system that I'm safe. This simple practice can create the critical space between stimulus and response. 2. Ground yourself in the present moment. Triggering situations often catapult us into anxious thoughts about the future or painful memories from the past. Grounding techniques anchor you firmly in the present moment, interrupting the emotional spiral. One effective method is the 5-4-3-2-1 technique. Identify 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. This sensory awareness exercise redirects your attention away from emotional reactivity and toward your immediate environment. Psychology Today suggests that staying grounded is essential when faced with triggering individuals, as it helps maintain perspective and prevents emotional overwhelm. Physical grounding techniques like feeling your feet on the floor or pressing your fingertips together can provide immediate relief from triggering interactions. 3. Create mental distance. When someone triggers you, it's easy to take their words or actions personally. Creating mental distance helps you respond more objectively. Try these approaches. Observe, don't absorb. Watch your emotions like a scientist observing a specimen, rather than becoming them. Use the third-person perspective, ask yourself, what would your name do in this situation? To gain perspective, imagine you are watching the interaction in a movie. This mental shift can help you step back from immediate emotional reactivity. Research shows that this kind of psychological distancing can significantly reduce emotional reactivity while preserving your ability to think clearly. It doesn't mean you don't care, it means you are choosing to respond thoughtfully rather than reactively. 4. Use physical techniques to release tension. Your body and mind are intimately connected. When triggered, physical tension builds up and releasing it can help calm your emotional state. Try these approaches. Gently squeeze and release your fists several times. Roll your shoulders back and down. Stretch your neck from side to side. Press your feet firmly into the ground. These subtle movements can be done even in professional settings without drawing attention, helping to discharge the physical energy that accompanies strong emotions. A YouTube expert on emotional regulation explains in a detailed video that our bodies store emotional reactions physically, and addressing this physical component is crucial for regaining calm. Even simple movements can help discharge the energy of triggering moments. Communication strategies for triggered moments. Once you've taken the edge off your immediate emotional reaction, you'll need strategies for communicating effectively in the midst of a triggering situation. 1. Buy yourself time. When triggered, your first instinct might be to respond immediately, but this rarely leads to your best communication. Instead, give yourself permission to pause with phrases like, "That's an interesting point. Let me think about that for a moment. I'd like to consider what you've said before responding. I want to make sure I understand. Can you clarify what you mean by?" These responses buy you precious seconds to regulate your emotions while maintaining the flow of conversation. They also demonstrate thoughtfulness rather than reactivity. 2. Set clear boundaries. Sometimes, staying calm requires establishing or reinforcing boundaries with someone who repeatedly triggers you. This doesn't mean shutting down communication, it means creating healthy parameters for interaction. Learning how to set boundaries without feeling guilty is essential for maintaining calm in challenging relationships. Clear, firm boundaries protect your emotional well-being while respecting others. Effective boundary setting phrases include, "I'm not comfortable discussing this topic right now. I need a moment to collect my thoughts before continuing this conversation. I'm willing to discuss this, but not if voices are raised." 3. Use nonviolent communication. Nonviolent communication, NVC, provides a framework for expressing yourself honestly without criticism or blame. This approach is particularly valuable when you're feeling triggered. The basic structure includes: observation, state the facts without judgment, when I hear comments about my work being late. Feeling, express your emotion without blaming the other person, I feel anxious and defensive. Need, identify the need behind your feeling, because I need recognition for the extra hours I've been putting in. Request, make a specific, positive request, would you be willing to acknowledge the progress I've made so far? This structured approach helps you express what you truly feel without creating unnecessary drama or escalating the situation. 4. Focus on handling conflict constructively. Triggering situations often involve conflict, whether explicit or beneath the surface. Mastering the art of handling conflict without escalation is crucial for maintaining calm when triggered. Key principles include: addressing the issue, not attacking the person. Using I statements rather than accusatory you statements. Seeking to understand before being understood. Looking for common ground and shared interests. Being willing to compromise when appropriate. By approaching conflict as a problem to solve together rather than a battle to win, you can stay calmer and find more satisfying resolutions. Building long-term emotional resilience. While immediate strategies help you navigate triggering moments as they happen, building emotional resilience addresses the root of reactivity, making you less likely to get triggered in the first place. 1. Develop self-awareness through reflection. Understanding your own triggers is the foundation of emotional resilience. Take time to reflect on interactions that left you feeling emotionally hijacked. What specifically triggered you? Was it certain words, tones, or behaviors? What emotions arose? Anger, fear, shame, hurt? What past experiences might connect to this trigger? What core values or needs felt threatened? This kind of reflection helps you recognize patterns and develop more conscious responses to triggering situations. Many find that journaling about triggering experiences helps process emotions and gain insights. 2. Practice regular mindfulness. Consistent mindfulness practice strengthens your ability to observe emotions without being overwhelmed by them. Research shows that regular mindfulness meditation actually changes brain structure, reducing the size and activity of the amygdala, the brain's alarm system, while strengthening the prefrontal cortex, responsible for rational thinking. Even 5 to 10 minutes of daily mindfulness practice can significantly improve your ability to remain calm when triggered. Simple practices include focused breathing meditation, body scan practices, mindful walking, guided meditations. Many free apps offer these. 3. Reframe your thinking patterns. The way we interpret others' behaviors dramatically affects how triggered we feel. Cognitive reframing involves consciously changing unhelpful thought patterns into more balanced perspectives. Common unhelpful thought patterns include mind reading, assuming you know others' thoughts or intentions. Personalizing, believing others' actions are deliberately targeted at you. Catastrophizing, assuming the worst possible outcome. All or nothing thinking, seeing situations in extreme, black and white terms. When you notice these patterns, challenge them with questions like, what evidence do I have for this interpretation? What other explanations might there be? How would I advise a friend in this situation? Grazia magazine suggests that reframing is one of 3 essential ways to keep calm when triggered, as it helps transform our perceptions of challenging situations. 4. Process and heal past wounds. Many triggers connect to unresolved pain or trauma from our past. While everyone's journey is different, exploring and healing these wounds can significantly reduce your emotional reactivity. Depending on your situation, this might involve working with a therapist or counselor, engaging in expressive writing about painful experiences, joining support groups with others who share similar challenges, practicing self-compassion for past hurts. As you heal old wounds, you'll likely find that certain people and situations no longer trigger you as intensely or at all. Speaking calmly in emotionally charged situations. How you speak when emotionally triggered can either escalate or defuse a situation. Learning to speak calmly when emotions run high is a valuable skill that can transform difficult conversations. Practical techniques include lowering your voice. When emotions rise, deliberately speak more softly, not whispering, but reducing volume. This naturally calms both you and the listener. Slowing your pace. Emotional arousal speeds up speech. Consciously slow down to signal and induce calm. Using pauses, silent moments allow emotions to settle and give weight to your words. Simplifying your language. Under stress, complex language processing suffers. Use straightforward, concise statements. These vocal techniques not only help you communicate more effectively but also act as self-regulation tools, bringing your own emotions back to baseline. Applying calming techniques in specific scenarios. Different contexts may require specialized approaches to staying calm when triggered. In the workplace, professional settings often contain unique triggers, from difficult colleagues to high-pressure situations. Strategies specific to workplace triggers include preparing for potentially triggering meetings or conversations, taking a brief strategic time out to visit the restroom or get water, using professional language to create emotional distance, focusing on shared business objectives rather than personalities. Remember that maintaining composure in professional settings not only preserves relationships but also protects your career advancement. In family and close relationships, those closest to us often have unparalleled access to our emotional triggers, sometimes reaching back to childhood patterns. When triggered by family or intimate partners, recognize that intensity often signals importance. We're triggered because we care. Use timeouts with clear agreements about when to resume the conversation. Distinguish between present situations and historical patterns. Remember that vulnerability with safe people can lead to deeper connection. In close relationships, working through triggers can actually strengthen bonds when approached with compassion and patience. On social media and online, digital communication creates unique triggering scenarios, from public criticism to misinterpreted messages. When triggered online, implement a personal waiting period before responding to triggering content. Remember that text lacks tone, leading to frequent misinterpretations. Consider whether a response is truly necessary. Often, it isn't. Use private channels for emotional conversations rather than public forums. The distance and anonymity of online interaction can both intensify triggers and provide unique opportunities to practice calm responses. The path to emotional mastery. Staying calm when triggered isn't about suppressing emotions or becoming detached. Rather, it's about developing a deeper relationship with your emotions, one where you can feel fully while choosing your responses wisely. The journey toward emotional mastery is ongoing, with each triggering interaction offering an opportunity to practice and grow. Over time, you may notice that your emotional recovery time shortens. You can identify triggers earlier, before they fully activate. You develop greater compassion for others' emotional reactions. Situations that once devastated you now barely register. These changes represent not just improved emotional regulation but profound personal development. Conclusion. The ability to stay calm when triggered represents one of the most valuable skills you can develop both for your well-being and for your relationships. By understanding your triggers, implementing immediate calming strategies, communicating effectively even when activated, and building long-term emotional resilience, you transform potential breaking points into opportunities for growth. Remember that progress isn't linear. You'll have days when you navigate triggers with grace and others when old patterns reassert themselves. The key is to approach yourself with the same compassion you'd offer a good friend, learning from difficult moments without harsh self-judgment. With practice and patience, you can develop the ability to remain centered even when faced with your most challenging triggers, responding thoughtfully rather than reacting automatically, choosing your path rather than being driven by emotional impulses. This isn't just a skill for difficult moments, it's a foundation for a more intentional, fulfilling life.